All right, welcome to Gin Talks. I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Katie.
And this is going to be a podcast about pretty much everything, but we called it Gin Talks, G-E-N, because it's bridging the generational gap. I'm 23 and Katie's 46, so two totally different generations talking about pretty much everything. Again, the G is for bridging the gap. E is for everything, whether that's education, emotions, eternity, encouragement, entertainment, whatever it may be. And then, so what, now what, is just kind of leaving you challenged and inspired to take your next step. So that's the acronym we came up with, Gin Talks. And again, it's just a couple of girls having coffee, sitting on the couch, talking about life, but from two totally different perspectives and two different generations. And I'll let Katie introduce herself and what generation she's from.
Okay, I'm Katie. I'm the 46-year-old, and I am from Generation X. I had to Google that before we started talking because I didn't know what generation I was from. I don't know what that means, but it means I was born from 1965-ish, something like that, to 1981, I believe, is that generation. And I was born in 1969, the last day, New Year's Eve of 1969. So that's Katie.
And Caitlin, I was born in 1992, so we found out that I just kind of hit the cutoff for millennials, and we do get a bad rap as millennials, but we do, you know, we do work hard and we are creative. It's just, we're just totally different from Generation X or any other generation before us. So it's really kind of cool that Katie and I have so many things in common and a lot of common ground, but at the same time, we're from two totally different generations that have different perspectives. So,
and we both are suckers for a TED Talk.
Yeah.
So that was also too a little bit of the play on words, because TED Talks are about anything,
right?
Really. And so you don't hear a lot of generations either talking side by side, and we need each other. We're better together.
Yeah, that's what we've come to find out just in hanging out with each other without recording it. That she can teach me things, but even
she
though
can
I'm
teach
younger,
me things.
Yeah, it's cool to appreciate that and not kind of see each other as people who just are totally different with different opinions that won't matter, but they matter.
And we both want to go to the grave learners. That if a day comes where we feel like there is nothing else we can glean from someone else, then we've really missed the mark. So we are just glad to get to sit down and pick each other's brains and hear each other's hearts.
Absolutely. And maybe you will gain something from that as well. And like Katie kind of came up with the so what, now what? And that's just the end is your next step. So we hope that in listening to us jabber on and on and on, that you will gain something from it and be able to take your next step.
And so what, now what came from a man named Dr. Elko, who is the sports psychologist for the University of Alabama. Roll Tide. But it was a really great, obviously, I still remember it. And so what can be good or bad, but so what, now what? There's always something we can do next. And we hope we can challenge and inspire and walk alongside you to do that.
All right.
See you soon.
See you very soon.